WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Brian's Beat, the original show, born at the apex of freedom, entrepreneurship, and nomadism. Monday, fun day. Well, I guess that's Friday fun day, but Monday was kind of fun being in for Barry today, doing the thing. Lots of stuff that we talked about, and some of the stuff I'm going to repeat during this hour because I have a couple of updates. That would be the best reason, especially if you heard me earlier. You don't want to hear the same retread stuff. Where should we start? Why don't we start here? Okay, here we go. Earlier, I had mentioned that TSA agents were getting a $10,000 bonus. Logan Airport in particular, 270 TSA officers, agents, whatever you want to call them, nice people, work by the book, whatever you want to call them. They worked during the 43-day shutdown. They didn't miss any time. And as a reward, Secretary Noem, Homeland Security Secretary Noem, is giving each a $10,000 bonus for not missing any time. Not bad. Not good. Not bad. Not good. They were supposed to work. They worked. You know, I can understand overtime pay, but a $10,000 bonus on top of whatever their pay was supposed to be, and any bets? Any bets that some of these TSA officers did indeed work overtime, more than their 8-hour shift, more than their 40 hours a week, and they will be compensated for that time, and they should be. And then on top, a $10,000 bonus. Let me ask you something. If you worked at a place where your employees went out on strike, but you were essential and you needed to show up, or you're in management and you're not part of the rank and file, and you didn't go out on strike and you worked every day, would you get a $10,000 bonus? Maybe you might get some bonus, but that's private sector money. This money is taxpayer money. And let me get into that. Remind me of that. Remind me of the taxpayer money. So my math tells me this. 270 TSA officers at Logan Airport. Perfect attendance. Thank you for your service. Times 10,000, that's $2.7 million. In government speak, that ain't a lot of money. But in a time when the nation is $38 trillion in debt, you might be a little more cautious with the money. Hey, maybe instead of a $10,000 bonus, maybe a nice $1,000 or $2,000 bonus instead of 10. All right. That's that part right there. 270 Logan Airport TSA workers. Collectively, they didn't miss any time. Here's the kicker. That's just the Logan Airport workers. According to the story, and I'm getting this from, well, how about this? The Department of Homeland Security. On Saturday evening, Secretary Kristi Noem gave $10,000 bonuses to TSA officers at Logan International Airport who went above and beyond during the Democrats' 43-day shutdown. Over 270 TSA officers in Boston had perfect attendance in the face of economic uncertainty during the shutdown. Here's the next part. Secretary Noem announced that select TSA officers nationwide would be receiving a $10,000 bonus in appreciation of their dedication and commitment to keeping America safe, even as Democrats fought for health care for illegal aliens. I know there's been a lot of talk about the health care for illegal aliens. The Dems say they weren't fighting for health care for illegal aliens. Others disagree. My guess is that if the illegal aliens part wasn't a part of the package, that the shutdown would have gone as it did. Just my thought. Here's the money part. There are 270 TSA officers in Boston. We're talking about TSA officers now across the country getting a $10,000 bonus. I wonder how many other officers didn't miss any time. We don't get that figure. We do know what happened in Boston. According to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Noem, Americans can be proud of TSA workers across the country who committed to serve with excellence throughout the shutdown, like these patriots at Logan Airport in Massachusetts who went to great lengths to protect our country, care for their fellow Americans, and keep our nation moving, said Secretary Noem. President Trump and I are giving a $10,000 bonus to exemplary TSA officers across our nation who went above and beyond their performance. Thank you to the men and women of TSA. Hey, looks like they did a good job. Doesn't look like anything bad happened. Oh, excuse me. There were flights canceled, weren't there? Yeah, okay. The department, oh, here's the money part. That missing link. I can't tell you how many TSA officers outside of the 270 that worked at Logan Airport got the $10,000 bonus. Could be two, could be 202, could be 2,002. The Department of Homeland Security is paying for these bonuses using carryover funds from fiscal year 2025. Carryover funds. Read that as they didn't spend all their money. They've got money left over. Homeland Security has money left over that they could give out these raises. I could make comments about food stamps. I'll reserve the comment for another time. If you want to comment about, well, maybe they could have paid for food stamps or paid for something else with that money, I'll let you make that decision. I think I'm going to step slowly away. This funding is available thanks to President Trump and Secretary Noem's commitment to fiscal responsibility, enabling DHS to save the American taxpayer over $13.2 billion since President Trump returned to office. Not bad. Not bad, old Trumpy, old Trumpy. You saved us $13.2 billion. In one direction, in other directions, You didn't save us money. In fact, many of the people that may have wanted to use the government outside of food stamps, outside of flying in an airplane, couldn't use the federal government because of the shutdown. And while you and Secretary Noem are anxious to blame the Democrats at every step, I blame both parties and the White House just to be on the up and up about all of this. Quite a few people in the United States, quite a few voters in the United States, and I don't know if that means half or under half, but quite a few voters in the United States are blaming the Republicans and you, President Trump. I blame both sides. I think both sides got exactly what they wanted out of this. And I'm not sure that you or me are getting anything except a royal rumping, if you know what I mean. 508-996-0500. Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Keeping your eye on the dollar and wastefulness. But last month, I heard on the radio news that the Trump administration was offering a $50,000 sign-up bonus for anyone who wanted to become an ICE agent. So that makes me wonder if anybody who was an ICE agent dropped out after seeing how unpopular it is with many American citizens. Have you been looking into the training and vetting of ICE officers at all? And did you hear about that $50,000 bonus to get people to become them in October?
Yes, I did. And I heard about it. I want to say I heard about it before October. It seems that that number has been floating around for quite some time. Now, just to be full face about it, the $50,000 bonus doesn't come right away. So in other words, you sign up and maybe you go through training. You're not going to get that $50,000 right away. You got to be in the ICE service for at least 1 year. And I do believe it's up to three in order to get the full $50,000.
And what about the enrollment of ICE officers now? Any of them dropping out as
yes.
they see? How many?
What percentage? I don't know. I don't
how many ICE agents are there in all, by the way?
Don't have that number.
What do you think it might be?
Thousands?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's it costing?
Oh, let me back up. It was thousands prior to Trump getting into office.
Do we ever hear from the General Accounting Agency any longer about, you know, this seems to be a president that when he wants to be, he can be a spendthrift.
Yes, I can't speak about the GAO. My guess is that they were not considered essential employees and were off the clock. They're one of those independent government agencies.
All right, Brian, keep on the ball and tell us more about these ICE agents because they got to be under some stress. I wonder if you secretly polled them, how many would say they made a mistake becoming an ICE agent, etc.
Secretly polled them, you know what's going to happen? They're going to try to find out if English is my first language.
Yes, that's right. Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
I do appreciate it. Bye now. Let us continue. Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
You're forgetting something.
What did I forget?
Donald Trump is saving us $570 million because we're going to stop minting pennies because it was costing 4 cents per penny. And by doing that, it's stopping the penny production. Is going to save us $570 million that could put a dent in the $38 trillion debt. What do you think about that, Brian?
Well, I think that we need a lot more millions to get to the billions in order to start thinking about the trillions.
And there was an economist who did all the the math regarding how much outstanding debt the United States has, you know, between the social programs and the military and all of that. He tabulated. He says it's about $380 trillion that the United States is on the hook for.
$380 trillion?
All the outstanding liabilities. So, it's worse
so in
than
other
what
words, ten times more than the figure that I'm giving out.
Yeah, absolutely. Whew. And remember, you know, Donald Trump wants to give everybody $2,000, all the taxpayers. Remember, Brian, he said he was going to put tariffs on China, 50% to 100%. Now, according to a news report, he's going to suspend tariffs on China, temporary suspension on it. And then because the banana prices are going up, he told the Guatemalan president, well, because it's bananas, you're not going to pay tariffs on that. And Brazil gives us a lot of our coffee and some of the countries in Latin America. And guess what? Just for coffee, we're not going to pay tariffs on that. They're not going to pay tariffs either.
I guess we collected tariff money.
Right. So which is it, Donald Trump? Are you charging tariffs or not? First, you said to the Chinese, well, because you're behind a lot of the fentanyl that's being sent into the United States, and you're gonna pay tariffs for 50 to 100% tariff, right? And now we're saying, well, you know, we're going to temporarily suspend the tariffs, especially two on electronic devices. So, I mean, Donald Trump has been lying to us. He wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. He's a deal maker. I think he's a deal phony.
Oh, you don't consider that a deal that he made?
I don't think he's doing any deals because think about it. He's telling us, the American people, that, you know, China's going to get punished. They're selling fentanyl in the United States. And many Americans are dying. Well, you're going to pay 50 to 100% tariff, right? Now he's saying, according to a I think it was ABC News, either last week or the week before, Donald Trump suspending tariffs with China.
I'll give you my opinion if you want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me your opinion. Yeah.
I'm going to preface this by saying most people understand I'm not a Trump fan. Okay, correct? Here's what I really think.
You're not a Trumpeteer?
No, I'm not a Trumpeteer.
Shirt?
No. Here's what I think. I think between the BRICS nations and many other nations in the Middle East and around the globe, between what the administration has done domestically and then, of course, the aid with Israel, nobody's really paying that much attention to President Trump as far as trying to make a deal.
What about Argentina?
If you can cut a deal, it's an entirely different thing.
Argentina so that they can help out their agriculture,
40 bill.
Farmers.
40 bill.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
To send to China and to send their beef to the United States. And one more thing. Let's say, Brian, you go on a vacation now, right? Last time I checked. One U.S. dollar, you go to Europe, they'll give you 86 euros. So the dollar's taking a hit. And then I hear today on ABC, Mickey Mouse news, at the top of the hour this afternoon, that students coming out of college, because there's a high unemployment in 5 years, the highest unemployment in 5 years, they're going to come out, probably not going to have a job, and they're going to be saddled with all of this college debt. I mean, is that how great our country is, our economy? We're being lied to.
Yeah, I won't argue that we are being lied to, and I think there are a couple of reasons. Politicians in general do that. Fair enough?
Yeah, they all do.
Okay.
Yeah,
now, if they were to come out and tell us that the poop is hitting the fan, don't you think that there'd be widespread chaos in this country?
I think what the
stock market would do.
It's like Henry Ford said, back when he was around. He said, if the American people really knew what was going on with their government, there'd be riots in the streets.
Well,
that was his word. His quote.
You know, if you listen to President Trump, we have riots in the streets up in Portland. We have unruliness in Chicago. He has calmed everything in Washington. Seattle, I don't know too much about what's going on up there.
Yeah, Seattle, there was the ruckus going on there in Chicago. North Carolina, there's a ruckus because they're cracking down on illegal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is all over. I mean, I think my opinion is we're being lied to. The economy is not that great. When you have all of these big corporate, Target is going to be laying off a lot of people. General Motors is going to be laying off of Amazon. I mean, you can just, all you got to do is just read the papers, especially the financial papers.
Gotcha, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's see. Texter says, wow. They finally get that Trump is a liar. Oh, I think people understand that he lies. But many people agree with what he's lying about, and that's why they don't really give a rat's you know what. But I think that we are, what do they say? The wrapping is coming off of the present now. And we're starting to see an economy that isn't going too well. You know, one of the positive things for the government, not for you and me, but for the government, is that 43 days the federal government was shut down. So people like me who like to give you the jobless numbers every Thursday when they come out, well, I couldn't give you any because of the fact that the federal government has been closed down. I wrote down on a piece of paper somewhere, and I'm not exactly sure where I put it, but I remember what I wrote. I wrote down, any bets that there are more people that have signed up for unemployment benefits in the backyard, in the Commonwealth, and in the nation since the beginning of October, and we just don't know about it? Don't you think that unemployment number has gone up? I do. I'm a betting man. I do. And part of that is because the economy is rotten. And by the way, that is purely subjective. You might be doing very well, but your next door neighbor is doing piss poor. And the person on the other side, about the same. So it's purely subjective, but if we take everybody together, the people that have lost their jobs, the people that are trying to find meaningful work, it's just not looking all that good right now. Thank you for your patience. Hello.
Hi, good night.
Good night.
Listen, yeah, good night. It's night, right?
It is. Oh, you're saying good night, like good morning.
Yeah, so anyway, he's looking more and more like an antichrist to me, Trump, that
okay,
is.
Okay, okay.
And a girl just called up Howie Carr saying that her premium went up thanks to Trump from $300 to $900. That's hard to swallow.
What kind of premium, auto insurance?
No, insurance.
Yeah.
Health insurance.
Oh, health, okay. All right.
Yeah, That's bad news.
You know what? And sad reality, she's not going to be the only person.
I know, that's a shame. And it really is. And he's trying to make it look so good for himself. And he's backing down on these tariffs. He was all about the tariffs. Nothing's working. And then another thing is, the last thing I wanted to mention was... I'm trying to remember now. What was you just saying before?
About the jobs?
No, we know that's not good either.
Well, I think that's what I was talking about. Maybe there was something else I can't. TSA?
Oh, yeah, that's not good either. Like you said, that's too much.
I mean, my boss, who was in the building, I told him about it, and he goes, well, that's good. And I said, no, that's our tax dollars. And he goes, well, yeah, but it's good for them. And I said, okay, great. 270 people compared to, you know, 300 and some odd million?
I don't know. Things are getting worse.
So, you know, that's a great, you know, you bring up something that I would really like to ask for a question, not not tonight, but are you better off now? I mean, financially, every mentally, whatever, are you better off now than you were? I mean, can you imagine saying than you were under Joe Biden?
Yeah, I would be if I had a lot of gold in the, you know, gold bars.
Well, go out and get some. And get
I'd
one
be
for
doing
me.
Good. If I had a lot of gold bars right now, I'd be doing good.
Gold bars or J bars?
That's what's doing good right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, gold and silver. Doing very well. I don't know what Bitcoin is doing. I haven't had to look, though.
Why? You used to tell us about it all the time.
I did, but that was Saturday morning. That's not as appropriate on an evening show. But I don't look at it as often, but the last time I looked, I was smiling.
Oh, anyways, I like what this man just said that came on. And now he's seeing that Trump is a phony.
Yeah, well.
Oh, one other thing. He just doesn't want those tapes out of Epstein, files out on Epstein, because he's in them, all of them.
So I thought that he just told the Congress to go ahead and release them.
Well, he has to sign it, though.
You don't think he will?
I don't think he will when it comes
to I think he's in a position right now that he's trying to win the confidence of the people back. And I think that's why you see the shift in thoughts on tariffs and on a lot of things.
But listen, if he had nothing to hide, why is he holding them back?
I didn't say he didn't have anything to hide.
I'm talking about in these files.
I know you are, and I understand that. I didn't say he didn't have anything to hide. But you know what? Eventually, Nixon released the Watergate tapes, although they were spliced. You know, the stuff about him was really spliced out.
Yeah, but you know what? This guy here that committed suicide, Epstein, you know, he did it for a reason.
If he did it.
I believe he did. I believe he took his own life because there's too much there. Too many.
You don't think anybody else may have wanted to take his life for him?
No, I think he did it himself.
I don't know. I'm, as far as I'm concerned, that's above my pay grade. He sounds like he was a pretty rotten guy anyway.
I know, but Trump was right in with him, so those rotten guys were all together, weren't they?
Sounds like it.
Okay.
All right,
I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Have a great one. As we try to do here on this program, we love to hear from you and say hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, man. The way that they grope us at the airport, they should be called TNA officers.
Woo.
That's what I think.
Woo. Listen
you know
to
what
you.
Saying?
Listen
we
to you.
We could save some money, right? Check this out. A great way to save some money. We abolish that agency. And we just patriotically fondle each other before we go on a plane for weapons. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, baby, come over here. I need to fondle you for some weapons. I want to be safe. And then we'll be patriotic and we'll save some money. But that last lady right there, all swindlers. We're being swindled. It's like the Democrats and Republicans. It's the left cheek and the right cheek of the same backside. I wish people would realize that. And this Epstein stuff. Know what this Epstein stuff is, Brian? They're making it be controversial of us, and they're going to release a bunch of redacted stuff because it's really dirty out there, this true story. So they play games with each other, and then they release a bunch of redacted stuff, and then we're slowly going to forget that our government is completely compromised. It's a brilliant strategy, what they're doing to us. Well, the ones that are divided
I wonder
us,
if people are
going
to forget that things are compromised.
Can you repeat that, please?
I said, I really wonder if the people are going to forget that the government has been compromised.
Oh, yeah, they will. I think so. They totally forgot that they were forced to take an injection. They totally forgot about the 1984 COVID insanity. They totally forget that these presidents just go back and forth on their words. And now Trump's playing a game with the people, another game. He's now going after Tom Massey, Rand Paul, and Marjorie Greene, while he's supporting Randy Fine, Lindsey Graham, and Ted Cruz. And it's got to make his real true fans go, what the hell is this guy doing right now?
Well, I think
it's like
he's losing his fans.
I think it's on purpose, man, just to sow chaos. They want us in chaos. They want us at each other's throats so they can push the Uniparty stuff of mass surveillance, of war that's coming. And it's coming, this 1984 world that we're running into. That's what they all agree on. They keep us divided on a bunch of surface issues. Like I said, the Democrats and the Republicans, the left cheek and the right cheek of the same backside spewing the same mierda.
I'll leave it at that.
All right, Brian.
Very well said. Good night. And peace to you, not the peace of my hind quarter. 508-996-0500 if you'd like to get onto the program today. And it's interesting because while you've got that diversionary tactic going on, whether it's Epstein or the economy or the $10,000 bonuses, bringing it home, or at least to the Commonwealth, Governor Healey is inching forward with her option tax hike proposal. Option tax hike proposal. That's a local option, meaning whatever city or town you live in, they would have the option of adding taxes onto you, the person, people that live, do business, eat food, sleep overnight in a particular community, like an increase in the meals tax, like about a 30% increase in the meals tax. That meals tax would go up to 1%. You might say, well, what's the big deal about 1%? Every time you go to the new Chick-fil-A, every time you go to the new, not the new, but the Burger King or the new Mirasol or any of these places, places that you like to go to, you've been paying a tax. Now that tax is going to be 30% higher than it was. If you paid 30% more for the latte, for the Whopper, or you name it, you would notice it. 30% on the tax, the people that notice it the most are the people collecting the tax, because they'll be getting more. They will be getting more. All right, that's the meals tax. There's also going to be a local lodging tax option, which could take that tax up to 7%. Not exactly sure what it is right now, because quite frankly, when I'm in town, I usually don't go out to stay overnight at Motel 6 or stay overnight at a New Bedford or Fairhaven or Dartmouth bed and breakfast. But people do come into town, and we want folks to come into town from other places. Folks go to the Cape. You add another percent onto the lodging tax coupled with the meals tax, and all of a sudden, people have to think twice, well, do I really want to make it over to Massachusetts and spend my money there when maybe I can go up to New Hampshire and not pay anywhere near as much? Just a thought. How about imposing a new surcharge on the excise tax on your vehicles, if you happen to own more than one? That new surcharge could be 5% more. 5% more. What does that really mean? Well, if you can, when I go into the break, if you can go check your receipts from the bill that you paid at the beginning of the year for your vehicle excise tax or vehicles excise tax, look to see how much you paid. Then add an additional 5% on top of what you paid. So if you paid $100, it'd be an additional $5. That's a way of looking at it. $5 for every $100 that you paid. So in the grand scheme, is it a boatload of money? No. But it all adds up. Now you've added on to your vehicle tax. You've added on to a lodging tax. If you happen to want to stay somewhere, you might go visit somebody out in the western part of the state. You might go to Tanglewood and you're going to stay overnight at some bed and breakfast or whatever out there. And of course, you're going to eat when you go out there. It all adds up. By the way, how much has your grocery bill gone down? How much is your So in other words, when you bought that stalk of celery, did it cost more or cost less this year compared to last year? When you buy carrots, I buy carrots all the time. My carrots cost more. And I buy organic, so they automatically cost more. What about that head of lettuce? I got to be honest, my head of lettuce is still the same price. Yeah. But my onions cost more. My blueberries cost $1 more. My blackberries cost 50 cents more. My soup costs 30 cents more per carton. I make my own, so I buy broth. But that broth costs 30 cents more than it did last year at this particular time. It's organic, so I know it's made somewhere close to here. Things were supposed to come down. And I haven't seen it. And quite frankly, I'm hard-pressed. I did not blame Joe Biden for the prices at the market going up. So I'm not going to blame Donald Trump for the prices at Stop and Shop, Market Basket, Shaw's going up. But they've gone up. I was standing in line. Where was I? And I was trying to get this woman who was standing in front of me to pay a little attention to what I was saying. I was looking dead ahead. I was at a Cumbie's. That's where it was. At a Cumbie's. And I was looking at, you know, a long Snickers bar. Long Snickers bar. A long Snickers bar cost $3.99. You gotta be effing me.
Give me liberty or give me death.
This is WBSM.
I made you, you know it's true. Mr. Potato Head, I made you. I'm hideous, nothing else to. Mr. Potato Head, I made you.
I can't answer your call right now, but it is important to me.
That won't happen at Low Cost Air. When you dial 800-221-6085, a real person answers and helps you find your best airfares, foreign and domestic. Your choice. Automation.
Please leave a message with your name and number.
Or a real person. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085. Low Cost Air, 800-221-6085.
Call 508-996-0500.
Back to Brian's Beat.
This is about many things. This is a country that allowed their prisons to be emptied into our country. To me, that would be almost number one, because we have other countries. Look, Mexico has been very bad to us in terms of drugs, okay? Very bad.
Nora Roberts was correct. We don't need to blow up boats to go after Maduro because of the fact that he emptied out his prisons. And then all of a sudden, the president goes on to Mexico? 508-996-0500. I do appreciate your patience. Hello.
Brian, how you doing?
Wanging.
So how does the price of gas fit into your analysis?
I hadn't gotten that far yet. It seems, if you believe AAA, the gas price is pretty much the same. I most of the time get my gas over at BJ's, and I'm paying a lot less.
You're paying a lot less. And yeah. I would say, you know, as many people that are cooking soups, you know, every week, I'd say double are actually, you know, bringing their vehicles to the pump. And I do see personally that gas has substantially decreased the cost of gas in the New Bedford area. I'm seeing some places at $2.70, $2.60 a gallon, which, you know, was not seen under the prior administration. As much as you want to attribute gas price to the president, you know, which is another argument for another day, similar to the, like you said, the cost of food. But
yeah.
Nonetheless, you know, if we're going to call balls and strikes, I think the price of gas should also be considered in your analysis.
Just didn't get there yet.
All right. Well, I'm waiting for you, man.
All right. Okay. So I paid $2.59 per gallon at BJ's. But if you listen to AAA, the gas price is a little bit higher. Now, I'm listening to you.
Believe?
I'm going to believe. You know what? I'm going to believe AAA because, and here's why. They do the state in total. So you and I are paying a lot less down here. But if you're up in the greater Boston area, they're paying more. That's their problem, not mine.
Right. But I'm going to look at exactly what I'm paying personally as opposed to what they're paying in another part of the state.
Bingo.
Or even another part of the country.
Yep.
So if we're looking at apples to apples, because you just compared your cost of a celery stick to what you're getting at the local shop. So I would think if we're gonna apply that standard, you should apply it uniformly if you're going to do any type of analysis.
I did both. I said, this is what I pay.
Right. So rather than go with AAA, look at your actual wallet, and then you can say, you know what? Gas is much less.
So I'm going to do this.
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you what I paid. I'm going to tell you what AAA paid. I'm going to listen to what you say. And people are going to tell us what they pay.
So what's AAA saying is a stock of celery? What's that going
302.
For? 302. Okay.
And there are a few places where gas is above $3, but most of the places that I see, at least down here, are under.
Yeah.
If I go over to Rhode Island, it's a little bit more, but, you know, in our backyard, I do see some. In fact, when I go out here in Fairhaven, I'll look over at the Cumberland Farms, and I'll look at the 7-Eleven, and I'll look over at Stop and Shop. I think Stop and Shop is going at $2.99 before discounts.
Well, if you look at the decrease in gas, at least locally, what we're seeing, and you compare it proportionally to the increase in food products, the decrease significantly outweighs the increase in what you're seeing in the markets. So,
you think so? The increase at the market is going to be based off a diesel price. And I'm not sure that diesel has gone down. It must have come down a little, but not that much. And the supermarkets are still, you know, they're still screwing us. But at the gas pump, you know, I'm not complaining.
Right. So I just want to make sure. If we're going to call balls and strikes, we call balls and strikes. That's all. And I appreciate it.
I might be playing tiddlywinks, man. I might not want to call balls and strikes.
Well, if you're playing tiddlywinks, let's play tiddlywinks down the middle. That's all.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate it.
See, now I got to play a different kind of game. Thank you for your call. I do appreciate it. Look, for me, the gas price is lower. Look, we got a few more minutes. Are you paying more at the pump now than you did, let's say, a year ago? So November of, what's today's date? The 17th. You might not remember back to the 17th, but you should remember to right after the election. You're paying more for gasoline now, or are you paying less? 508-996-0500. going to be kind of important. What you pay for gas. But here's the other part of that. The caller is correct. Gas prices are down. I go on what AAA is stating because they're AAA. I'm me. Okay. And he's right. I did say what I paid at the supermarket for my produce. He's absolutely correct. And it is in that case, except for the celery, everything is more expensive. But that's how I shop. That might not be how you shop. So you have to keep your own tally and, you know, let me know. That's what we do here. Now, it is my thought process that even though we are paying less for gasoline, whether AAA says so or not, if you go to the repair shop for your vehicle, you're paying more over there for the repairs. You're paying more for the parts. I had to price some parts for my vehicle. And these are parts, you know, like calipers, rotors, pads. They all cost a lot more now. Now, it could have been because of tariffs. Who knows what where these products came from? And I don't care. What I do care about is I am paying more. To me, that is hell more important than what the tariffs are doing or whatnot. If I'm paying more, it's my economy.
To change something, you must build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete.
WBSM.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Take two Alka-Seltzer.
Back to Brian's Beat.
There is no doubt. Right now, we have a system to where if you can afford tutors, your kids will do well. And if you can't afford tutors, your kids will struggle.
We're going to have a big discussion Wednesday night on this program. Wednesday night about artificial intelligence with a futurist and tech entrepreneur.